the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Why are you already in an F my life kind of situation this morning on a Monday? I'm sure there are a lot of them. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. Hopefully no one on the show has one of those. I don't think so.
Nope. No, I don't. No, I woke up today. It was totally normal.
This text says, is it me or does Free Beer sound like the kid from Let It Go snot shooting out of his nose this morning?
I don't know.
I do sound a little bit like that. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Sing it. Sing a little bit.
Yeah.
But even normal, that would be a real disaster.
But what do you mean, we need to see.
What do you mean you don't know why? You have like 9 kids living in your house and they're all sick.
Yeah. And then you spent the weekend screaming at overgrown men.
I think that's...
I think we figured it out.
I think we might have diagnosed you.
I don't know. It could be anything.
It could be.
I woke up with a somewhat stuffed nose today. I feel good other than that. But I did do a lot of yelling at the Texas A&M game.
Mm-hmm.
Not yelling. Like, you know, I did my job. I wasn't yelling at people.
No, you were yelling at people. Or, well, you were yelling in front of people, I guess, because you did just tell us that you got scolded by a scribbler.
Yeah.
A scribbler scolding.
That's the worst kind of scolding.
This one, a listener starts us off, and we are rooting for this person. It says, I'm not sure if today is an F my life kind of day or not, but I'll get back to you after 8:30 because I find out today if I have cancer or not.
Oh.
Holy crap.
We're rooting for him to get better, just to clarify.
Yes, I did write that to them.
Yeah,
before I said that. Yeah, I didn't want them to think that. Hey, we're rooting for the best so that we can have a good, fun story. No, not at all.
Okay,
that would be bad.
Talk about a scary appointment
to wait for on a Monday morning. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know. That's why Kathy from the comics was always like, Mondays.
Yeah.
I never read past that.
Yeah.
The storyline on Kathy was that every Monday she found out if she had cancer or not.
It was very relatable.
Yeah. She was a bit of a hypochondriac, so every Monday she would get tested.
What's worse, better to get tested on a Monday or a Friday?
Oh, a Monday, because then you got to wait all weekend to get a result from Friday.
Yeah, that seemed pretty easy, Howings.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, you're right. For some reason, I was thinking, unless they have an instant test.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
If you are not familiar, the website F My Life is people mostly anonymously or all anonymously posting things that went wrong with their day so that you can enjoy. It's sort of like show code, but with the blindness of the internet. It says, today, my father met my boyfriend for the first time at dinner. The only thing my father said to him the whole evening was, are you circumcised?
What?
Why?
You sound like a bad father.
What's
wrong with
you?
He doesn't seem great to be
your dad.
He was trying to make sure that he was Jewish, I assume.
Well, I mean, I'm circumcised and I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's the measure of a Jew.
But you're also not trying to trick anyone into thinking you are.
Well, no, I mean, that's true. But if you were trying to trick somebody into it, I think it would be pretty easy to lie to your possible future father-in-law, because unless he says, whip it out.
Yeah.
Jewish, not bluish.
Works every time.
Reader's favorite joke.
Uh-huh. Dennis Wolfberg checking in from the 80s.
He was Jewish. Today is someone with a large chest, this, I assume, lady writes. I'm used to sometimes finding food in my clothes at the end of the day. However, today when I took my bra off, I found half of a dead grasshopper.
Oh, what?
Where's the other half?
Well, in her mouth. She just didn't realize it fell out.
It had to have been.
Bit it. I mean, yeah, otherwise, how do you end up with a half of one?
That was a terrible time to take a drink of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You mean grasshopper juice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Does that happen? I mean,
what, you get food on yourself?
If you have a large chest, yeah.
Even without a large chest.
Maybe it was one of those cookies, a grasshopper cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! That makes sense.
Maybe.
It's got to be, right?
Well, I would hope.
I mean, she did say food.
But also half of one. That's a lot. That's real busty. You're losing half of an Oreo-sized cookie.
I assume we're talking someone who's on TLC.
Mm-hmm.
or gets choked out by Princess Leia. Like, this is a, it's not just like, oh, I've got big boobs and things get stuck in them. There's got to be more to it.
Mm-hmm.
More F My Life listeners.
Underboob, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even so, my girlfriend found some frosted flakes on her yesterday on the drive back. We took a road trip. She had frosted flakes for breakfast.
Well, no surprise there.
1 hour into the drive, and she went, there's frosted flakes stuck to me. And I went, that's my part you're playing. We did some role reversal.
Yeah, mind your role.
Yeah.
Some F My Life moments from the audience off the Straight Talk hotline. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data. For $45 a month, that's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless.
That's right.
This one, it says, F My Life moment. I have 5 kids, and I'm going to have to work until the day I die. It's Monday, and I haven't had a day off from the railroad job in 2 weeks. So every day is FML. That makes sense.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Signed, a pioneer who shouldn't have email or internet.
This is special.
This one, Mark in Buffalo writes, I invested my life savings in a stock last week that abruptly went down 40%. Today is my margin call. Rough day. F my life.
You invested your life savings in one stock? Ugh.
I feel like you got a real bad financial advisor.
I don't think they recommend
that.
Or maybe not one at all and just didn't know. But that sucks either way.
Yeah. It's been a Reddit thread like GameStop. Because not an actual financial advisor. No chance.
Oh, no, not a chance. No, that's somebody who's doing it on their own, I think.
I don't know anything about anything, but I know that you're supposed to diversify your portfolio.
Those are the words, yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
I don't really know what that means, but I know that it means don't put all your money into one
it
stock.
It means don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, but exactly, they also say that bold women never make history or something, like boring people never make history books.
So, I've seen that before. I've seen that gif.
That exactly. Bold women never make
Which is
history.
It, you know, women or boring people?
It's a boring. It's a boring women, but I took it and made it more inclusive for people in case the writer from Buffalo was not a cisgendered female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one, I had surgery to repair my ruptured Achilles in 2004. Saturday night, I missed a step leaving my house, and now I'm starting over.
Oh,
that sounds awful.
That's all right.
One of those
surgeries have come a long way in the last 17 years.
You'll be good.
Yes.
No, the ankle stuff never heals, though. The ankle stuff never heals. It doesn't matter.
No.
I broke my right ankle. It will never heal. You will always do that. You'll always re-tear it. Someone told me whenever I had my foot in a cast, she was like, man, I'm telling you, an ankle injury is the worst. It's never going to go away. And I feel like she 100% either cursed me or just woke me up to a realization I would have never known. And I roll my ankle all the time now. And
yeah, but you walk like a
pain. I know, Joe. You
walk
don't have
like
to
a clumsy
it.
Burro.
I know. I walk stupid. I know. I'm a clumsy, gangly weirdo. I know these things.
She said she meant your ankle will never heal.
Curbs aren't my friend. Uneven pavement, the worst.
Kelly walks like a giraffe on roller skates.
Like a baby giraffe
really
on roller skates.
Yeah.
Plus, found you have edible.
You have weak bones because all your milk's made out of farina and other wheats.
Oats. All oats.
Mm-hmm.
This one. F My Life. Today is an F My Life day because my wife and I are having issues and kind of on eggshells right now. And over the weekend, I went to a sporting event, and while waiting in line to get food, I was standing next to a woman who I didn't know, and one of my busybody friends of my wife decided to take a pic and claim I was there with her. This morning, I spent defending that and then gambled on a fart and lost. It's a rough start to the day, I would say.
I think you're right.
This one, I have 70
terrible.
Hours of Christmas lights hanging to squeeze in between working 12-hour days before the day after Thanksgiving.
70 hours? Are you decorating like a skyscraper?
Or maybe it's a side job.
Yeah.
It better be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Gotta be, right? Because I don't know anybody who puts up lights at their house and designates 70 hours to do it.
Mm.
Yes. Or you better get a news story out of it.
Mm-hmm.
At least that.
Right? Yeah. This sounds awful. F my life today. I work at a Target in the toy department. I didn't work this weekend, and they didn't have anyone working in the department. And I walked in today. My section looked like an explosion happened.
Oh, I bet.
So many U-boats, flats, and pallets of inventory to put away. And then the boss came and yelled at me for how my section looks. And when I said I wasn't even there this weekend, they said they didn't care.
That's usually how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snap your fingers, make it right.
That's a retail job.
Management.
Yeah, meeting expectations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Today, F my life, because I haven't yet heard the drop of Joe saying, hey, I've got big boobs, please and thank you.
Oh, is that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know.
I've got big boobs, please and thank you. There you go, live drop.
There you go, yeah.
A live performance of
best drops
drop.
Live drops.
But I do.
This one, F my life. To go along with the grasshopper one, finding it in the bra later, I was explaining to a friend of mine how long it's been since I've had any sex, and I went to show her my pretty new bra that was going to waste, and there was a whole live cricket in my bra, and I'm a triple D, so I'm used to finding crumbs, but a living cricket is the strangest thing ever.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Oh, my God. It's just there in your drawer.
You need higher cut shirts. Turtleneck. That's what I do when I'm afraid of getting food in my boots.
I do often see you in a good turtleneck.
Yeah, you've got to wear it. I mean, yeah, you've got to do that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're in a cricket or grasshopper zone, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's oh, man. If a cricket jumped up and touched one of my breasts, I would freak out. I can't stand jumping animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Kelly, this is backing you up. I've worked in sports medicine for 15 years. There are 26 bones in the foot and ankle, and you tear any one of those stabilizing ligaments and everything shifts. The Achilles is better, but that poor guy won't walk unaided for a year. It takes that long for tissue to heal and perform the way you need it. That sounds awful.
Yeah, see, it took them working in sports medicine for 15 years. It took me walking off the curb wrong.
Yeah,
one
that's
time.
It.
Mm-hmm. One time, right. And I learned that lesson. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you'd be better off just amputating from the knee down and going prosthetic.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially
then you could
get like
different fancy things.
And yeah, have, like a pogo leg.
You could do that, yeah.
Make a lot of money on OnlyStumpers.com.
Mm-hmm. There's a real market for it.
Finally, Kelly, you can make money while you sleep like rich people do.
Yeah.
Perfect. F my life. I'm 10 minutes late for work after stopping to get gas and only 20 cents left in my account. Then I go to Albany and finish the job. I have to drive to Rochester for two straight nights. Payday's a while away. F my life.
Mm. Yeah, that's no good.
I don't know. Put on 90s Reba McEntire. I feel like that driving around is going to be worth it.
Seems like that might fit for that person more than... Yeah. I need something
right?
Sad.
Oh, it turns out Mondays, Kathy was right, Joe. Mondays do suck.
Yeah.
And it's because of that cancer diagnosis we heard so much about.
You know who else hated Mondays? Garfield.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
He hates Mondays. That cat, he's hilarious.
Love lasagna, though.
Yeah.
He had cancer.
He did.
Oh, a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why Odie was always trying to warn him.
He was even fatter before the treatment.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.